Welcome to the Everyday Guru Podcast with your hosts, Jared and Tiffany. Each week, we interview everyday gurus who are full of wisdom, love, and laughter, hope-filled stories that need to be shared with the world. We love receiving feedback. Please share, leave a review, or best of all, a voice message.
If you find value in our podcast, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by visiting anchor.fm/everydayguru/support.
Hey, everybody. This is Jared, the Everyday Guru. I have with me Dave Selinger.
Hey there.
He is the founder of Deep Sentinel. Basically, just wanted to know what the story behind Deep Sentinel was. As you know, I follow you, and I actually have your system installed in my home, so I was curious to know the story behind Deep Sentinel.
Yeah, thanks, Jared, for having me here. I think the first thing that people need to know about Deep Sentinel is that it is a proactive security system for physical security. And a lot of people say, okay, proactive, what does that mean? I've heard about ADT, maybe I've heard about Vivint or SimpliSafe. What makes Deep Sentinel different? And I, honestly, like, I think the best way to do this, and I hope it's okay, is for me to tell the story of how I started the company, because I think in that encapsulates what Deep Sentinel is. And what it comes down to is, about 4 years ago, my neighbor, she was at home, mm-hmm. and she has a top-end, you know, NVR-based camera system and an alarm system. And despite that, she had a home invasion. And it was a scary one. You know, it was one of those ones where the police were involved, the whole neighborhood was up in arms, and we were scared. And I reached out to her and said, you know, you have all the security measures that everybody has. Why did this still happen to you? And she said, you know, think about it. Honestly, what are the cameras going to do? These people decided they wanted to come into my home. And what are the cameras going to do? Stop them? It recorded a bunch of people in masks going in my home. And that's ultimately all we have. So then I called the chief of police and our community policing officer, and I asked them the same question, and they had the same answer. Well, the alarm wasn't armed because she was at home. And by the way, I know you may not know this, but most people don't arm their alarms at all, basically. And then secondly, you know, again, now I have this camera footage of these unidentifiable men running into the home with masks on. There's nothing we can do about it. And there's certainly nothing that those things are going to do to prevent this. And I'm a dad with two young daughters and my wife, and I was traveling a lot at the time. And my gosh, that was a pretty disconcerting answer to me, that the best things out there don't prevent things. And so what I learned from our police department was that, sure enough, super wealthy people have guards who watch cameras 24/7, but it was at a price point that was just unattainable. And those cameras are actually prevention, where every other type of home security and business security out there is after the fact. The only way to really prevent crime is to be able to see people before they get in the home, before they commit the crime, before they penetrate the business, and to prevent it. And what we do at Deep Sentinel is we use AI and smart cameras paired with actual live guards that are watching the outside of your home, watching the outside of your business, watching the inside of your business, and they will engage in a potential suspect using two-way audio at the time of the crime or before it and actually prevent it. And you know, the key thing to all of this is that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I'd be willing to bet that with our thousands of customers across the US, we actually prevent more crimes than ADT does across its millions of customers every single day.
Yeah, and that says a lot right there. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the key to the whole thing again is that we are preventing. Another couple interesting stats that I wasn't aware of when I started the company are that let's say you have an alarm, right? And somebody does break into your home, and your alarm company is great, and they detect that a sensor got broken. So about 30 seconds to a minute after somebody has been in your home, they get the signal at their central station. Then they call you. That takes a couple minutes. Let's say you don't answer because you're camping, which is what you should be doing, right?
Yeah.
And then they call the police, and the police say, all right, cool, there's been a burglary alarm. Can you verify that somebody is in the home? And they say, no, all I have is that I have motion in the living room. And immediately, every police department in the United States knows that if you have an unverified call from an alarm company, it is 90 to 99% of the time a false alarm. It's a tree moving in the wind. It's a cat. It's a faulty sensor. And so the police department cannot prioritize those calls. So not only did you not prevent something from happening, the person's already been in your home for 3 to 5 minutes. But even if they do call the police can't prioritize it. Let's compare that with a live video monitored solution, which is, again, what the Deep Sentinel is the only broad-based company that provides this to anybody. When we call the police, we say, hey, I have a white male about 6 feet tall. He's wearing a hoodie and he's got a crowbar and he's trying to break into the 7-Eleven on Main Street. Let me tell you, if you've got friends who are cops, right, ask them, what do you do with a call from an alarm company versus a call that you have a description of the suspect, you have a description of their location, you have a description of the crime in progress, and you have a confirmation of all those things? Every single cop in the country knows that's the call that I'm going to go to.
Oh, absolutely. I actually have an acquaintance of mine, Brad, and he said it ties up so much resources when they have to go to an alarm call. Like, and they can't ignore it because if it's commercial, it gets priority from what I'm gathering from him. I'm just, you know, third-party yep. information here. And he said it just ties up so much resources.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, right? Like, police feel kind of trapped, right? They have to provide support to their community to say, you know, here's what is the best possible solution out there for you. And that may be cameras or an alarm. And then they get a call and they know that it's got a 95% false alarm rate, but then they have live calls as well. And they have trouble prioritizing them. In fact, a lot of jurisdictions, a lot of people don't know this, but a ton of jurisdictions have actually been passing laws through their city council that state that the police cannot be held responsible for unverified alarm calls. Some cities have gone so far as to say, we are passing a policy that states we will not respond to alarm calls at all. Wow. And it's really gotten to be that big of a deal. There was a study done by Freakonomics about 5-10 years ago. And what they realized was that 15% of the entire police budget was being wasted on false alarm calls. And again, this isn't my study. This isn't done by the alarm industry. It was done by Freakonomics, somebody that we can kind of all trust as an objective party. And my gosh, you know, I pay a lot of taxes as it is. I don't need to have 15% of my dollars being wasted. You know, police are one of the largest expenditures of our property taxes and sales taxes to local municipalities. I don't want that going down the trash.
Oh, absolutely. Here in Plattsburgh, there's about, I'm trying to think of the figure now, blank, about, I think, at least $2 or $3 million. But to justify that, which rightfully so, they do a lot with that $2 to $3 million. Then they have to make that go a long way. So if you're wasting 15% of it chasing ghosts, I mean, let's be real. That's crazy.
Chasing trees shaking in the wind, chasing cats, right? It's just a waste of money. Alarms, you know, one of the cases that I make, frankly, is that alarms actually make people less safe. And I think it's a pretty bold statement, but it really is true because it gives you a false sense of security, and that's dangerous, number one. Number two, it wastes police time directing police to non-crimes. And let's think about this number three in the context of the things that we've been seeing this past summer, COVID and police protests. It increases police contact with people. A lot of people don't know this as well, but police have been one of the top populations that have been killed by COVID. In an average month, approximately 8 to 12 police officers are killed in the line of duty. And to this day, one of the other interesting stats is that about 30 to 50% of those are from cancer victims from 9/11. So just kind of framing the backdrop. So about 10 officers a month are killed in the line of duty, and about 3 to 5 of those are from 9/11. COVID jumped that number in April and May to 30 to 50 officers per month were dying from COVID. And so having unnecessary contact with the population is dangerous. It's dangerous for the police officers. It's dangerous for homeowners. In fact, there was a guy in, I think it was South Carolina, and about 7 months ago, he had his alarm go off, and it was a false alarm. The door sensor triggered, and his alarm company, I believe it was Simply Safe, called the local police, and sure enough, they responded. It took them about an hour because it wasn't a verified call for service, but in about an hour later, they show up at the guy's home. They draw their guns, bang on the door. He has a weapon as well because he thinks somebody's breaking into his home. And so he says, I've got a gun. He's in his underwear. He thinks someone's breaking into his house. And the police officers arrest the man in his own home at gunpoint.
That's
Talk
crazy.
About a massively elevated situation. You have a homeowner who's drawn a gun because he thinks he's a victim of a home invasion. You have police officers who believe there's a burglar inside. They both are ready to fire. They both have weapons armed and they're aiming them at each other. And all of this because of a stupid burglar alarm. Like I said, burglar alarms actually make you less safe. I can't imagine being in my own home, having my weapon drawn and facing down police. You know, both sides think they're in the right and both sides have elevated the situation to potential deadly force.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all of that, again, because of a stupid burglar alarm.
Exactly. And that's, I remember you were saying too on Your Next Doors where you kind of found this need or this niche, right, for something that was monitored by live guards. I remember you telling a story about Next Door and interweaving Next Door into it, which is what I'm involved in our local community as well.
Yeah, I mean, you see it on Next Door all the time, right? Like you see either, you know, whether it's my alarm went off and you know, the police came an hour later because they had other calls, right, that were verified. And so they didn't catch the guy. But more frequently, what we're seeing over and over and over again is, hey, I woke up and I looked at my Ring cameras or my Nest cameras and I caught this guy. No, you didn't catch this guy. That guy was going through your car at 3 o'clock in the morning and you have a video of an unidentifiable person who has already stolen all your stuff. Congratulations. If you want, I'll give you my email address at the end of this podcast. You can send me an email and I will send you a t-shirt that says, I caught a guy on my Nest camera and all I got was this stupid t-shirt and all my stuff stolen. You know, they don't catch things, right? When you have cameras that aren't monitored, the best thing you can do is post those to Nextdoor. And, you know, every single police officer that I have talked to and you know, I encourage you, if you think that you're protecting your family with a Ring or a Nest camera, I encourage you to ask your friends who are cops. I hope we all have, you know, good friends that we can trust and say, hey, what happens to those Ring videos or those Nest videos when I report them to the police? And, you know, hopefully they tell you the truth, which is that, you know, look, unless we know who that gal or guy is, there's honestly not that much we can do. We put it in a file. And if we happen to see them again, maybe we correlate them. But 90% of those end up in a file in the trash can. And, you know, we wish we had the CSI technology that you see on TV. But, you know, unless we know who that person is, there's not that much we can do with it. And those cameras, they're cute. But if they don't prevent somebody from coming in the first place, there's nothing they're going to do. And that's just what happened to my neighbor. In fact, I live in Pleasanton, California. And last year, there was this family, the Leggett family, and they came forward and talked about how false their sense of safety was. They had a type of camera called an Arlo camera installed in their home. And they had the wife at home. The husband had just left to take their son to baseball practice. And he got the alert from his Arlo cameras while he was driving, and he thought, okay, I'll be at baseball practice in 5 more minutes and I'll check the camera when I get there. 5 minutes later, by the time he checked his camera, his wife had been in the shower. These guys banged down his front door. They spent 3 minutes knocking at the door, knocked down his front door, and his wife, thank goodness, screamed and scared them away because she had been in the shower. She didn't hear anything. And they had cameras. They had these Arlos. They got the alert. But the trick is that you have to respond in seconds. And again, you know, now Deep Sentinel, I donated Deep Sentinel to their family because they are my neighbor. They live close to me. And they needed that sense of security. They came forward to tell the world, hey, these things that you have, they had Xfinity alarm. They had Arlo cameras. And they still had this worst possible scenario happen to them. So we donated Deep Sentinel to them because they needed a sense of security. You know, here's my neighbor, someone in my local community feeling unsafe. And it was really important to me to be able to provide that to somebody that I care about that's close to my home. And, you know, I think it's just so important that people get the message out there that think about it. You know, you have these things. They don't do what you think they do. Let's be honest with yourself. What is a camera going to do? If it doesn't scare them away, all you have is you have a video of somebody who's probably wearing a mask, probably covering their face, and the police can't do anything about it.
We had a home invasion about 20 minutes from where I live, 24 minutes from my door. Yeah, and she posted on Facebook. It got over 500 shares. In fact, I'll share it with you. And people are like, get a camera. And I'm like, not going to do anything. People wear hoodies. People have flashlights. You can blind a camera with a flashlight. You can burn it out with a laser pointer. You need an active deterrent.
There's so many things. Next door is the best place to see this. Just go on your next door and look at how many people are posting videos. Look at what already happened to me. And that's the statement. That's all you need to know is like, all these people have cameras and that stuff already happened to them. Here's this guy stealing my mail. Here's this guy stealing my car. Here's this guy breaking into my car. Here's this guy breaking into my house. There was a crazy one in the middle of COVID about 6 months ago. A guy went up to somebody's Ring camera and licked it for like an hour and a half. I mean, you can't get more blatant about proving that it doesn't actually prevent crime than that.
Yeah, it might deter the stupid criminal, but you've seen my video, the ones I send you. I got some good ones, right?
You do. I mean, where do you live that you have all these people trespassing on your yard all the time, man?
Right, smack. Well, it's not downtown, just before downtown. I live in a college community.
Ah, that's right. Because, I mean, we have what? Like, we had that drunk girl that was on your porch a couple of months ago, and we had a nice conversation with her to get her away from your house. Yeah. You had a more recent one though that looked a little bit more serious, didn't you? You had somebody that was looking in your car.
No, he was actually looking to steal lumber.
Oh, he was looking to steal lumber.
Yeah, and I saw him from my window, my upstairs window. I actually saw him wandering over, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna get real. I'm wondering what he's eyeing, you know? And I actually, so I get on the camera, and I'm like, well, I can't let the guards have all the fun, right? So I jump on the feed and I sound the alarm, and oh my God. Well, you saw it. You ran like a jackrabbit. It was great. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so glad you guys brought back that siren. When you guys took it away, I was so disheartened. I'm sorry. It's just the little evil.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, Deep Sentinel, one of the neat things that we've got is we now have a bunch of different deterrence techniques that we've got. We've got AI deterrent, which actually triggers even before our guards come on. We have the guard deterrents. We have sirens. And then, you know, I think we don't have to use it as often as any other type of security, because 99% of the time we're preventing the crime. But when we need to, we're able to call the police, and we have tons of arrests at this point where the criminal, we have an arrest. I think the only commercially assisted arrest for package theft in South Carolina, this is about a year ago, some guy stole a package. He was so fast that we didn't have time to deter him. He was on and off the property in less than 10 seconds. But we called the police. They happened to have a cruiser about 5 minutes away, and they arrived in time. So that the neat thing is the end of this story, that the homeowner, she was also engaged in some housekeeping. And by the time that she was aware that her package had been stolen, the police were arriving to return her package with the guy in handcuffs in the back of the car.
That's
the
crazy.
Whole thing took less than 10 minutes, right? So the guy stole it. We called the police. They responded in under 5. They arrested the guy, had the guy in the package back to the homeowner in less than 10 minutes.
Wow,
that's before you would even check your Ring cameras or your Nest cameras, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
That's what Deep Sentinel's all about.
Yeah, and to vouch for you guys, like I tell people your story all the time, you know, and a lot of it, some of it comes down to money. I get it. You know, not everybody can afford Deep Sentinel. Totally get it. But what I tell them is, okay, how much do you spend on going out to eat? How much do you spend on golf? How much do you spend on this, that, and the other thing? Like, what are your priorities? And here's the thing. Like, just like you said, okay, you have that footage. Okay, now what do you – congratulations. You got some guy with a hoodie that you can – yeah. And I had that happen too. Actually, there was a guy smash their rearview mirror. And they actually asked me, do you have any footage? Well, I have a wise cam mounted high up, but it wasn't, you know, just saw them running away. And obviously my Deep Sentinel didn't get triggered because they weren't on my property. They were just running away. But yeah, they had a camera. The guy mounted it actually across the street, and it was so far away, it just captured a, you know, a black blob.
Yep.
So, there you go. Unless you, you know, have a camera that's like 6 feet right at eye level that can peer through their hoodie, you know what I mean? It's not going to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's been it's wonderful to run this company because, you know, we're the only company that's been preventing crimes. And you know, I mentioned COVID a couple times here.
Yeah.
You know, in COVID times, it's been particularly interesting because a lot of, you know, there's backlash against the police. And, you know, I understand where that's coming from. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, we have to protect people's homes and their livelihoods. And you know, we aren't affordable by every household. And I wish we could be. Providing live video surveillance for people is more expensive than, you know, an alarm system or dumb cameras. But we've done everything we can. We use AI and we use all the technology available to us to make it as affordable as possible. But in times of COVID, we've seen a massive increase in property crimes. We've seen a massive increase in petty crimes. We've seen a huge increase in crimes against businesses. And at the same time, you have police departments that are kind of pulling back a bit. And so there hasn't been a time when it's more important to have a preventative solution, because you can't rely on alarms. You can't rely on cameras by themselves. You have to have something where you can take care of yourself and your family. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I have a gun, so I'm protected. But I mean, either way, right? Like, you know, I have a lot of friends that are in, you know, in the military and police officers that have had to use their weapons in situations. And every single one of them has told me that consistently, you know, you have to be prepared for the way that changes your life. And that's why we have advisors for the company that are members of the armed forces. Our head of security is a West Point grad and a former member of the special forces. The police officers that we have advising us give us the same advice. But, you know, even if you do have a situation where you have to discharge your weapon, you want to have the advantage. And one of the things that Deep Sentinel gives you is it gives you three advantages. Number one, it gives you early notice. Because Deep Sentinel has this AI filter, you don't get a bunch of alerts of useless things. You only get alerts of things that are important. Number two is the AI deterrent and the guards can buy you time, right? So if somebody's approaching your home and they're you know, dead set on entering, we're gonna at least interrupt them. We're gonna give them pause. We're gonna make them stop and think. And then the third thing we're going to do is we're going to be providing you backup, right? We're going to be calling the law enforcement. And so in all the situations where a firearm might be needed, we make it better, right? And you know, again, God forbid any of our customers ever has to use a firearm, we do make it better and easier for you. In fact, I got a call in November of last year, and I remember this one because it was almost exactly a year ago, and it was a really intense emotional situation. One of our customers had an attempted home invasion. And this is from a guy who came up to their house. It was about 10:30 at night. And I happened to have reached out to this customer because he was one of our very earliest customers. And I personally greeted all of our 100 first customers, and he was one of them. And so I had established a relationship with this guy. And I happened to be in our security center when this happened. And our guard intervened. She told the guy to go away. And I called the customer myself, and I said, hey, you have a man outside of your house who's attempting to break into your home. And he was incredibly alert. He responded immediately. And he's a gun owner, and he defends his property. He and his wife both have weapons. And he called me the next day and he said, you know, Sally, I cannot tell you how much you just changed our lives. You know, the reason we carry a weapon in our home is so that in the event that somebody does break in, we are prepared to fire on them. But we also recognize that if we did that, we're almost definitely going to be the subject of a lawsuit. We're going to definitely be the subject of some sort of criminal investigation. And importantly, emotionally, that changes our lives. And the fact that you scared this guy away and he was literally 10 feet away from us and we were both armed at the time means that, you know, we have an almost 100% chance of having shot this man. Yeah. And you changed the course of both of our lives by being preventive. And, yeah. and I saved that voicemail. I can't tell you obviously who the customer is and things like that.
But no, I get it.
Oh my gosh. Like what an emotionally important moment to have changed the course of those three human beings' lives by just preventing a crime.
Actually, yeah, exactly. I know a lot of people, they have this, you know, wild gunman, I'm going to take care of it. But you know, really, in real life, that's not how it goes down. Talk to any responsible police officer. The last thing they want to do is discharge their weapon.
That's right.
If nothing else, for the paperwork. But just, yeah, it's crazy. Like you said, lawsuits, you know, the liability of getting persecuted yourself. There's a very set of, very specific set of circumstances. You know, imminent danger. Well, what is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to be in a courtroom, right? I mean, I've definitely spent my fair share of time involved in legal cases, and I don't enjoy it, right? It's just not a fun way to spend your time and energy. And again, that's what's been so neat about being able to build Deep Sentinel from the ground up, see it affecting these thousands and thousands of customers all across the nation in every one of our 50 states, that we just stop it from happening. And again, that old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I have to say, in the case of home security, in the case of business security, in the case where it really is life and death, it's not worth a pound. It's worth a ton, you know? And that's why, actually, another interesting military analogy here is that's why the military has spent the last 10 years since we got engaged in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, focused on this singular mission called Left of Bang. And Left of Bang... Have you heard of that?
No, never heard of it. No.
Left of Bang is this concept that at the time that an IED goes off, all of these things go into motion, right? You have injured soldiers, you have dead soldiers, you have damage to your equipment. And then what we're learning, you know, in a very, very serious way is that you then also have 20, 30, 40 people who are affected by PTSD. Their families are affected by PTSD, their friends are affected by PTSD. And the only way to change that is to prevent the explosion in the first place. Left of Bang. On a timeline, it's to go before the first shot is fired, before the IED goes off, and prevent it from happening. And Deep Sentinel is the only Left of Bang solution that exists for physical security for your home and for your business.
Yeah, I believe it. I haven't seen anybody else doing it. Trust me, you can imagine. I've Google searched a few times, and there's maybe like one or two other companies, but they're all for commercial, and they're, you know,
crazy expensive.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
These are for the people that protect Mark Zuckerberg. They protect, you know, Jeff Bezos, things like that. It's private security is a completely different ballgame, right? And what is neat is to be able to make that thing that's only been accessible to the Mark Cubans of the world, it's only been accessible to the Mark Zuckerbergs, and make that level of security something that I think everybody deserves. Everyone deserves to feel safe in their home. And we make that available to a broad swath of the population.
Yeah, definitely. I personally wouldn't have paid for it if thousands of dollars, like nobody can... The rest of the population can't afford that, you know.
Yeah, even $500, $10,000 a month is pretty darn expensive, right? And that's right. And that's really where private security starts, is in the $5,000 to $10,000 a month range. And you know, we're $100 a month for three cameras, which is expensive. It's more expensive than an alarm system, but it does 100 times more than an alarm system. It actually works.
And deterrent. I love the active deterrent myself. Like I said, I'm an owner.
Yeah, that's right. We've got the red ring on the camera. We've got the AI deterrent that will stop criminals basically immediately. And then we have the guards and then the escalation to, you know, private patrol or police if needed. And we have gotten really good at using all of those things consistently to just stop crimes before they happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one final question before I cut you loose.
Please.
So, yeah, on a more personal level of your company, the human factor, like what did you hate about other companies or disliked about, I shouldn't say hate, strong word, dislike about other companies that you like, I'm absolutely not going to do this with Deep Sentinel, and maybe some of the train at your guards, because of course with, you know, the racism, you know, the crazy political times that we live in right now, that you said, oh, I'm gonna do this differently than say other companies? Like,
yeah, so there'd be two things that I think that I really focused on. And there's a bunch of things, obviously, when you start a company, but there's two that I would highlight. You know, you mentioned racism, and it's something that, whether it's involved in politics or it's involved in technology, you know, the big tech companies, I think are behind the curve, right? They're being very reactive. And I think being reactive leads to swinging the pendulum in ways that are uncomfortable for other people. And so, you know, what I decided there, again, my company's about being proactive. My company's about preventing things. And so I decided to tackle the racism inherent or systemic bias, whatever you kind of term it, to do that ahead of time. And so I actually called a meeting proactively with members of civil rights organizations and legal organizations and with police departments. And I said, I want to know what you guys think is a real problem here and what the solutions are. And so we got feedback from folks like the ACLU and the NAACP, and we took that feedback and implemented it, meaning that our guards get trained on what is implicit bias and how do we handle that as a part of their training. And we did that before we got in trouble. We did that before somebody else demanded it of us. We did that because we believe that we provide a critical service, and it is critical that we do that in a way that is amazing and powerful and effective for all Americans. It's effective for our homeowners of all races and colors. It's effective for our customers who are judges and police officers and DAs. It's effective for our customers who are actual police departments. We protect police departments. We protect families that of color. And it's important that we do that in a way that is effective, fair, and creates the same sense of safety for all of our customers. The second thing that we did that I'm particularly proud of is that we really focus on technology. And the best example of this is that we have customers that are in the ilk that what I just talked about, people that are already paying $5, $10, $15, $20,000 plus a month for private security.
Wow.
Let me say that again. We have customers that are using Deep Sentinel, and they already spend $20,000 or more every single month in security. And the reason they use Deep Sentinel is because we use technology differently. We use technology to make sure that there is a guard watching their cameras 24/7 within a service level that promises that somebody's going to review that video within less than 30 seconds, and on average, less than 10. And these people, some of them, they have a night security guard. But it turns out that if you have a night security guard, let's say I'm Mark Zuckerberg, and Mark Zuckerberg is not one of our customers, by the way, but just by way of example, I'm Mark Zuckerberg, and I have a security guard. And do you know what's going on at his house between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. every night? I'll tell you, basically nothing. So those guards have to be doing push-ups, pull-ups, jumping jacks, breathing exercises just to freaking stay awake, right? And so they're nodding off, they're going to the bathroom, they're on their phone, they're texting their wives, because there's literally nothing for them to do for their entire 8-hour shift. Because we share our guards across lots and lots of customers, we're actually able to provide a way more effective backup for those customers that are spending thousands of dollars a month, because they know that their guard is nodding off. They know that their guard is probably going to the bathroom for half an hour, and there's nobody protecting their home. And you know, what that is an example of is we use technology, we use AI, we use intelligent video routing, we instrument our guards, we measure the data of the effectiveness of our guards, we measure our guards' alertness level 24/7 to make sure that we're providing not only better security than you would get from an alarm company, but frankly, better security than people are even getting from their private security patrols at times. And it's just the power of using AI and data and technology to provide the absolute best solution possible. And again, what the net of that is that we can actually prevent.
Yeah, absolutely. What I always find amusing, I guess, when I come in, I can wave to them like there's an actual person there. It's like that merge between like technology and like the human factor, which I really like. You know, nobody's really done
it's awesome, right? Yeah, we created a new type of job, right? We've got employees in 5 or 10 different states doing this. And, you know, to be able to create new jobs in this environment where jobs are getting lost, that's something to be proud of too. And it's a skilled job, right? It's a combination of technology where you get on the job training and it does something that each of our guards can be proud of. They go to bed at night knowing that I changed my customers' lives.
Yeah, it's that human connection, I think, is kind of cool too. You know, the actual, like, I don't know them personally, but like, seeing the names. Like,
yeah, right? You know, Mike and Chris are watching your home at night, right?
And
Mike and Chris are always looking out for you.
Right? Well, let's see. How many guards can I name off the top of my hand? Melissa, Penny. Who else? Tyrone. Jeez, yep, too bad I'm Tyrone's actually naming guards here.
Yeah, no, those are guards. And right. They've been with us for years, right? The other neat thing is that we train them. We get them up to speed. Tyrone's an interesting one. Tyrone moved a while back and he's one of our top guards now. And we were able because we now support remote guarding to keep him on and keep him effective. And these people, they're experts at their job, right? They're not repurposed people from an alarm company. They are experts at video monitoring and they're amazing at preventing crimes.
Oh yeah, we've had like with all the activity on my property, you know, sometimes there's been a few faults, and they're always very polite. They're like, hey, hey, just want to see what's going on or not going. I'm using that paraphrasing here, but hey, can I help you with something? They're very polite.
Yep.
You know, they're always very polite, never intrusive. Yeah,
but we're there,
yeah.
Right? Like, it's a neat combination. It's like a doorman and a guard and real time cameras all mixed into one.
Yeah. Exactly. And best of all, you don't have to worry about them raiding your refrigerator. So all good.
Amen.
Anyway, it's good having you there, Dave. I'll let you get back to work. I know you're a busy dude.
Jared, thank you so much. It's always fun to talk about Deep Sentinel. I'm so proud of this. I've got to start a bunch of companies in my career, and this has got to be the most rewarding work I've ever done. So
I know. I'm not
a
even part of your company.
It.
And like, dude, you feel like you're on part of it because you got such a personal level of service from, your company and just knowing everybody there. It's like, it's a company that you can be proud of, that you're changing lives and protecting people.
Amen. Thank you so much, my friend.